Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Wednesday, February 9th. It's National Toothache Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, sponsored by Kmart's Dental Office. Actually, I'm not going back there. I had a tooth fixed the other day, but they did the wrong tooth. They claimed it was accidental. As always, sir and the weather.
Well, it is indeed a wonderful Wednesday, currently 1 degree above zero, working our way up to a high of 4 degrees under mix of sun and cloud, and looking like more of the same for tomorrow. And on National Toothache Day, our random daily shout-out goes to the most common time for dental distress to occur. Of course, happens at tooth hurting.
Nope.
Sorry. Same writing team.
Well, does it happen on a tooth day too?
Well, that's true.
Well, National Toothache Day, well, not something we're going to celebrate, but it's a not so subtle reminder of the importance of dental care. It's safe to say that toothaches are never pleasant and not really something to celebrate. And routine dental care is an essential first step in toothache prevention. Well, that's my dentist's philosophy anyway. Avoiding sugary foods and acidic drinks can also help. Some dentists don't like teas. We call them dentists. But my dentist asked me if I smoke or drink coffee. I said I drink it. I'm a little bit worried about his memory, though. He asked me when the last time I flossed was, and I said, "Don't you remember? You were there." He's easy to find on the Twitter sphere, though, because his social media is a dental X-ray, or as he calls it, a toothpick. It is time for Tunes with Tamik. You know the drill, Tamik. What are we listening to today? Did you go with the Be a Dentist song, Steve Martin?
No, I went with Sophia. So, I went with a very big group and a song that I grew up listening to. And I went with R.E.M. and Everybody Heard. Because
that's a good one.
Right? Yeah. So, when your day is long and the night is yours alone, when you're sure you had enough of this life, well, hang on, don't let yourself go, because everybody dies, and everybody hurts sometimes. So you know what? That's it. You mean tomorrow when I go to the dentist? Me right now with the Invisalign that I have in my mouth. But that song gives me comfort, because yes, everybody's going through it. Everybody does hurt sometimes. So if you're having a little bit of a melancholy day, put on some REM. They're always good for melancholy. And blast it, like, from the rooftops. Everybody hurts sometimes. It's actually a great song to just belt out in the shower, let the water run down. Then the tears can mix in with the water. And, you know, you come out feeling refreshed. Every once in a while, a good cry is a good thing. So that is my pick for today. Everybody Hurts, REM. Shout out to everybody that asked for this.
I still would have gotten back to AC/DC Thunderstruck, because when you see that dental bill.
Yes.
God bless the Field District School Board. I didn't have to pay the dental bills. Well,
right now, as a retiree,
I will have to
eventually. Okay, let's get to Ventures with Venturo, sponsored by PJ's Pet Center. They're offering a sale 50% off of snails today. Did you know that snails, with their tiny mouths, can have up to 25,000 teeth?
Gosh. Wow. Wow.
Say things if they weren't true.
Wow.
What have you got for us today, Venturo?
You know, let me start off with a short story. So, when my oldest was probably about 9, 10, going to the dentist, he was told that, you know, chances are, it's highly likely that you're going to have to get braces, right? So, years going by, every year she's asking, "Daddy, when am I getting braces? When am I getting braces?" So finally, late last year, the braces are now on, right? So we went to the dentist. She was all excited to get the braces. And when we got home, she was all okay until about 3 hours later, and then the pain set in. And she wasn't happy anymore. And I said, well, this is what goes with the look of the braces, the pain of the braces. So she wasn't too happy about that anyway, but that's my quick story. Which leads me to my book of the day, Wednesday's book. And this book was a joy to my little one, but it was punishment to me. It's called Moose's Loose Tooth. Don't know if you guys have heard about that one. So Moose has a wibbly wobbly tooth, and he has to get help from all his friends, the tiger, the elephant, the giraffe, to help him to remove this tooth, right? And in order for him to put it under his pillow for the tooth fairy to give him that magic coin, right? So it's a short read. If you have kids or grandkids, go check it out. It's Moose's Loose Tooth. And that's today's book of the day. That's it for me, guys.
Right on. I wonder what the plural of that sentence would be. Mises? Mises' teeth? Gosh. Remember how they used to take out sore teeth in the olden days? You wrap a string around it, wrap the string around the
Yeah.
tooth, and then...
That's the imagery in the book, right? The moose has a piece of string tied around it, and everybody's trying to pull it. Yeah.
I can't do that in a school nowadays with the automatic closers that the doors slam ever so
Yeah. Deep. Yeah, you can't slam it.
Hey, welcome to this week's edition of The Sizzler, where Vice Principal Botnick and our special guest, Matt Schulman, Quote Machine, work together to earn a gift certificate to the Zeller's Restaurant. Matt, how you doing today?
They warned me you would ask that.
Hey, why stop a good thing? Well, today you'll earn valuable Zeller's Restaurant dollars based on the accuracy and creativity of your responses and how much they delight the wise guys and girl. And remember, bonus bucks are earned each time you get Ventura to laugh out loud. Lots of laughs last week, and we've got a $2 carry forward from the record-setting performance. I have three questions in my hand about teeth and dentists, brought to you by substitute dentists. They're not your regular dentist, they're just filling in. All right, question number one. 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed recommend Trident for their patients who chew gum. What does the fifth one recommend? Matt Schulman.
The fifth recommends Pitchfork.
gosh, $3. Vice Principal Botnick.
I actually had something very similar. I said that the fifth would recommend a Trident for those going to live under the sea.
How many things on a Trident?
Three
yeah. plus two, $5. Okay, very good. Question number two. According to a recent survey by Time Magazine, 59% of people would rather have a dental appointment than what? It's Principal Botnick.
The next installment of The Fast and the Furious. How long can this stuff go on? They've got to run out of cars by this point.
And places to carry the cars.
Right.
How many are they up to now?
27.
27? Oh, I divided by three, $9 for that response.
We'll take.
Matt Schulman.
They would rather have that than a dental disappointment.
Oh, we're going to match that $9. Brevity is the soul of wit. According to Time Magazine, they'd rather have a dental appointment than sit next to someone who's talking on a cell phone.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I can see that. Question number three. Flossing is an essential part of oral hygiene. What are you missing when you do not, when you don't floss? Vice Principal Botnick.
Your chance to make it onto the Jumbotron at a Leafs game. I'm doing it.
Oh, a dollar for every fan that's allowed in the stadium. So we're at $5 for that response. Matt Schulman.
You're missing the removal of previously used floss. I gotta stop buying the cheap stuff.
Get it waxed. The floss, I mean the floss.
Oh, that's another $5. Good golly, $10, $28, $38 this week. Plus four bonus Venturo dollars, up to $42, a record-setting performance. Congratulations, everybody.
Yes.
Take that, Tooth Fairy.
What's the going rate right now? I mean, it used to be a quarter in the olden days.
A quarter?
For what?
Well, right now it's $5 for my little one. Right?
$5?
Yeah,
$5.
Yeah, five. She gets five.
No.
Yeah. $5.
My God. Okay,
you want to vote herself?
$5?
Okay. $5.
No, he's paying in Bitcoin. He's
paying
in Bitcoin.
It's
only half the price.
My God.
The price for teeth has gone down.
Yo, I should have been burning these times. $5 for a tooth? Yeah. Yo, your kid is rolling in it.
Yo, right she's now. Rolling. She has a wallet with about $90 in there.
Wow.
Yeah. By the way, does she know it's all Canadian Tire money?
So is the tooth now a non-fungible token?
That's the non-fungible teeth.
Yeah, they never teeth never break down. You've got those babies forever, wherever they are.
This is
I used to give the $5, but then I also put the invoice for the braces. So
yeah.
Yeah. An IOU.
Save them up. Well, Wednesday means it's time for Wednesday's word.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know. We've done a lot of work in the department this week on international languages, so I thought I'll pick a word that's in keeping with that in today's theme. So, pasta al dente. And for those of you who don't know, that's Italian toothpaste. It's also commonly known as a garlic.
Celebrating all of our departments today. Well, that's it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening. Have a great Wednesday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.